USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Florida ended up getting some heavy bands of rain and some gusty winds along its southeastern coast from Tropical Storm Isaias, but now it's expected to become a hurricane again later today as it approaches the Carolinas and gets ready to head up the eastern seaboard. Daniel Brown is a senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, and he says those hurricane conditions probably won't last for long.
It will likely weaken once it moves into eastern North Carolina. However, it's still expected to remain a tropical storm as it moves across the near the mid-Atlantic coast.
Tomorrow, the storm is expected to impact the mid-Atlantic, perhaps reaching in as far as Washington, D.C. Thousands have been told to evacuate as a huge Southern California wildfire keeps getting bigger, the Apple Fire burning in rugged terrain in Riverside County. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says he's not banking on Congress reaching a deal on a new pandemic-related stimulus bill anytime soon. On CBS's Face the Nation, he said talks did move forward a bit on Saturday, but he said the road to a deal is still very long. Meadows floated the idea of a short-term extension of enhanced unemployment benefits while the talks continue. Senate Democrats shot down that proposal, though. A top House Democrat predicting that if President Trump loses November's election, he won't go quietly. House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn saying he believes President Trump would find some way to hold on to power.
He doesn't plan to have fair and unfair elections. He plans to install himself in some kind of emergency way to continue to hold on to office.
Clyburn was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. The Philadelphia Eagles head coach has tested positive for the virus, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just, plain old fashioned, feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The world's biggest annual motorcycle rally is going to be happening despite COVID-19 spikes, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Sturgis is on. The message has been broadcast across social media as South Dakota, which has seen an uptick in coronavirus infections over recent weeks, is bracing to host hundreds of thousands of bikers for the 80th edition of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. More than 250,000 people are expected to rumble through western South Dakota seeking the freedom of cruising the boundless landscapes in a state that has had no lockdowns. The August 7th through 16th event, which could be the biggest anywhere so far during the pandemic, will offer businesses that depend on the rally a chance to make up for losses caused by coronavirus. Though only about half the usual number of people are expected at this year's events, residents are split as the city weighs their options. Many are worried that the rally will cause an unmanageable outbreak of COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott encouraging all flags in Texas to be lowered to half staff for the first anniversary of the El Paso Walmart shooting a year ago. 21-year-old Patrick Crucius allegedly shot and killed 23 people. And an executive producer of the Ellen DeGeneres Show says that the show is not going to be canceled. Andrew Lassner taking to Twitter after a follower hinted that the show was being canceled due to allegations of a toxic work environment. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.